Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello. You're listening to BFM. This is the podcast about infertility, IVF, and the trials of trying for a podcast. Fucking hell. This is the podcast about infertility, IVF, and the trials of trying for a baby. I'm Emma.
And I'm Gabby, and we're both card-carrying members of the Infertility Club. It has been a bit of a trial trying to get this done.
It has been a bit of a trial. You know, you trailed this trial.
I did trail the trial,
to everyone, and I have just been phenomenally unsuccessful in managing to get it done.
Oh, I'm sorry. Stressing you out.
No, it's been all me, all the time. I fucked it. But no, here we are.
Didn't.
We're in your house together.
We're in my house.
Live, coming from Gabby's house.
We never record together. This is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It's quite emotional, actually.
It's a little bit. Emotional. It is a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Wine sort of.
Yeah.
I'm driving.
I'm drinking fizzy pop and you're drinking...
De-alcoholised wine. It's a party atmosphere here, I can tell you.
Party time. Friday night. Woohoo! Yes, so we should probably trigger warn.
Yes, this episode contains Gabby talking about the results of her third embryo transfer. Well, yes. Fourth.
Fourth in total, fourth. Yes.
And, you know, I think either result can be triggering, frankly.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
But maybe we catch up on where you are, just for anybody who didn't hear the last one or whatever.
Yeah.
So you obviously had your first embryo transfer almost more than 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And now you've got a little boy.
Yes.
And then
very blessed.
We both had an existential crisis about whether to try again.
Yeah.
Your existential crisis lasted longer than mine.
It did. I was trying my feet.
And then you adopted the same approach as me, which is, well, normal people who do normal having babies just like decide they're going to try.
Yeah.
And then just think, fuck it. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. And then I did the same thing and I went, oh, fuck it. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get pregnant. And you thought, fuck it, let's see what happens. And you have had so far two unsuccessful rounds.
I have.
Do we like the word unsuccessful?
They were unsuccessful. They were. In many ways, they were successful because both times in March, I've done it. This is my year of IVF. So March and June mm-hmm. were my previous ones. Both times I thought they'd worked. So in that sense, they were successful.
In the imaginary sense.
I had quite a pleasant time, wasn't too anxious,
yeah.
And they did not work. They were both natural medicated, so not as many drugs, just a bit of progesterone and a trigger injection to make sure I ovulated at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so they didn't work, and we decided to try fully medicated for the last embryo. So as discussed in the last episode, this is the last embryo. And we were like, oh, yeah, we should probably try full drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you did the exact same protocol as your previous successful round.
We did, yes. Right? Yes.
And that was a shit ton of progesterone.
Yes, injections and lovely pessaries,
yeah,
and estrogen. And yeah, it's been fun. The estrogen straight away made me really sick. I think we discussed this in the last episode, yeah, actually. So last, where we finished off last time, I think I was about to have transfer.
And that was 4 or 5 weeks ago, yeah, when we last spoke. I'm sorry. It's my
okay,
fault.
It's okay, man. It's okay. Oh. Look, it's tricky. Mm. So yeah, the transfer was not without drama.
And this was a lower grade embryo.
It was the lowest grade embryo, yeah. It was the worst one in the batch. Oh, I can't remember what the grading was.
I think it was 3 something.
It was 3 BB, maybe.
Which, and, you know, it's worth pointing out here that we've spoken to Professor Tim about this before. I don't know whether it was on the podcast or for the book, but his view of embryo grading is fairly dim, because what he points out is that it's a morphological thing, i.e. it's literally just looking at the embryo and going, that one looks all right, that one doesn't.
Mm.
They don't know anything about the genetic quality.
They don't
it.
Know about the inside.
Yeah.
The layers of the onion.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. So it was the worst. And then we went for the transfer. I had to wee at 4 p.m., my transfer was at 4:40 p.m.
Right.
So I desperately had to go for a wee. Yeah. So I went for a wee and I thought, you know what? It's fine. I've got this. I'll just drink loads of water between now and the transfer, mm-hmm, and we'll be fine. I did not drink enough water. And so I got into theatre and they were like very disappointed, visibly and audibly disappointed in what they could see. And wow. I was just, kicking myself because, I mean, I was quite proud previously when they told me I had a lovely full bladder.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good to feel like you haven't done your homework.
Exactly, that's how it felt. Mm. And I was like, I should know better than this. I do know better than this. What was I thinking? Why didn't I try harder? Why didn't I study more? I knew this was a hard exam. And yeah, I was just like, oh, I fucked it, haven't I? And so they kind of... The doctor was very chipper. He was like, no, it's fine, it's fine. And like, you know, when you could see on the screen, I could see that it was hard to see what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so they put the embryo in, and you know, when the embryo runs off around the corner to just check the catheter.
Yeah.
Make sure it's not still in there.
The embryologist. Not the embryo.
The embryo ran off around the corner. That was the problem. Well, it kind of did.
Yeah.
Because the embryologist came back and said, oh no, the embryo is still in here.
Shit.
And like, how often does that happen?
I don't know. But remember when we talked to Keely and someone lost her?
Hers, yes. In my mind, I was like, oh my God, this is the last one. We've lost it. Or it's been on some weird mystical journey in and out of my womb.
Mm.
Doesn't want to go in there. And so they, yeah, he'd taken out the old speculum at this point. So we had to do it all again.
How uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable. And, they put it in and he, like, again, the doctor, of course, is always very chipper. He was like, that was a great transfer. It's all good. You know, everything's fine. But there was something in his voice. I could hear it. I was
right.
He doesn't think that's worked. He definitely doesn't think that's worked. Like when he said, good luck, I could feel the kind of like anxiousness in it. So yes. That day it was fine. I went home feeling fine about everything. The next morning I was just like, this hasn't worked. He knows it hasn't worked. The whole thing was fucked. It was completely botched. It was all my fault. Like, it just came tumbling out of me. I was just like, oh my God.
Plus, you're on a shit ton of hormones.
Plus, I was on a shit ton of hormones.
Which doesn't make anything any easier.
Yeah. Like, you know, the little photo of the embryo going in that they sometimes print off for you?
Mm-hmm.
This one was so grainy compared to the last one I'd had. I was just like, how could that?
How can they know?
Oh, I was just like, this is it. So basically, the 2 weeks, pretty much wholesale, I just didn't think it worked.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Told everyone it hadn't worked.
You told me that.
Told you it hadn't worked. And just kind of resigned to it. Do you know what I mean? I was just like, fine. This is what's happened. The bit I really was upset about was the fact that I had some blame in it.
Because of the wee?
Yeah, I felt like it was my fault because of the wee.
Could you not just go and drink more water?
Well, I offered and they said, no, it's too late.
Oh.
I feel like other people have gone and drunk more water before. Yeah. I don't know why it was too late.
Maybe they just wanted to get home.
It was late. 20 to 5.
It was literally quite late.
It's 20 to 5 p.m. Yeah. They didn't want me to go drink more water. They couldn't give a fuck. So, yeah. So it's two pretty dismal weeks, I would say.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The last two rounds, you've really had trouble finding good pregnancy tests.
This time, I was on it.
Right.
I was like, I'm not letting this happen again. Mm-hmm. I'm making sure I've got really good quality ones. And I know you always talk about the power of First Response.
We're not sponsored by First Response.
If they'd like to sponsor us.
If they'd like to, that'd be great. But for me, as someone who's taken, I'd say, 7 billion pregnancy tests,
yeah,
I'd always go for the pink dye.
Yeah. It turns out there's a bit of a First Response shortage.
Because it's so good.
Because it's so good. You can't get them.
Mm.
They're really expensive on Amazon. You can't get them in Boots for love nor money. What's None of the supermarkets on? Were stocking them.
Is it Brexit?
I don't know. Is it Brexit? Is it just Thanet? Is it, like, who knows?
Okay, listeners. I nearly said readers. Listeners, we'd love to hear your first responses
Can
to
you get...
Gabby's first response yeah. crisis.
Let me know. Let me know how you've gotten on. But anyway, I managed to see a man about a dog and get my hand on two primo first response tests, which mm-hmm. I then saved next to a wee pot in the bathroom because last time I just tried to wee on it.
No, never
I tried
try
to
and
use
wee
the
on
stream,
it. Don't use
which
the
didn't
stream.
Do enough and it didn't come up. You know, all these things that went wrong last time, I was like, I'm not letting them happen again. No. And I was camping on my official test day. So, as in going camping. So, mm-hmm. I could have done it on my official test day, but I just thought, you know what? I need to digest this news. So, I decided to do it 2 days earlier. So, we're talking 9 days past
right. yeah.
a five-day transfer.
Which is my traditional day to test.
Is that your traditional day? Mm. Well, yeah. Yeah. It was better than, what did I try last time? 7. That was a mistake. Mm. So, yeah, I did it. Classically woke up at 4:30 a.m., couldn't hold it in any longer and had to sneak out and do it and woke Mr. Gabby up and just kind of got into bed with him and waited.
It's dead. Waited for the line.
That's awful. And then he looked at it as we usually do. And yeah, it was positive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great news.
It is great news. It is great news. I couldn't believe it, obviously. I thought it was going the other way.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was...
Who saw it first?
Mr. Gabby.
And what did he say? What were his like famous words?
He just went, "You're pregnant."
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's a magical moment, that.
Isn't it? Yeah, it was pretty special. And then tried to go back to sleep.
Can't go back to sleep.
That didn't happen, obviously.
Okay.
And so that's where we are. It's really, really obviously very blessed, very fucking lucky, very happy.
Of course.
Yeah.
I feel like with me, it felt different the second time around. It felt, it's hard to explain. Like it was joyous, obviously, but also you're quite realistic about what's to come.
Mm.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah. I mean, at this stage I didn't, because I think the two fails.
Yeah.
And then just thinking it hadn't worked meant that I was just quite joyous.
That's so great.
Which is good. It's a good response to have, yeah, you know,
very good.
As a first response. It's a good one. Yeah, I just feel obviously just very lucky, but now also obviously very anxious.
Yeah. And it's funny, isn't it? That, like, how soon was it before the anxiety started creeping in?
God, when was it? I don't know, you know, not too long. I think I'm definitely more, I kind of can't put too much into it. I'm like,
right,
you know, what will be. We are where we need to be. We've got, like, the first hurdle for me and the biggest hurdle is getting pregnant.
Yeah.
And I know that's probably because I've never lost a baby before. So that's probably my positioning.
Mm-hmm.
I find it hard to get pregnant and I've never had baby loss. So, mm-hmm. you know, other people are different. They get pregnant really easily and they lose a lot of babies, and that's their kind of default. So I just felt like my biggest hurdle was crossed, and yeah, we'll see what happens now. And so, yeah, I am going for my scan next week, the viability scan. So I'm over halfway through the 3-week wait of joy.
Yeah. And I think around this point, last time you started to bleed.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling about that situation?
Yeah, I've been a bit nervous, I have to say. But nothing's happened so far. Instead, I've had thrush.
Great.
From the pessaries. Yeah. And so, but that's obviously, I'll take thrush. I'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, sure. So are you using treatment?
I am. I procured myself some cream. Okay. I rang the clinic to ask if I could use the cream. I can. The doctor suggested that I use the pessaries in my bum instead.
Anally, yeah.
Anally, mm-hmm. Yes.
So you're in a tricky situation. You've got 6 more weeks of progesterone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess, you know what? I think hopefully if anybody's listening in their 2-week wait and they too had a botched transfer in their mind for whatever reason,
yeah,
either we or embryo misbehaving, hopefully that's maybe some comfort.
Yeah, I think, you know, you've got, in a lot of situations there, you've had two unsuccessful rounds, failed rounds, whatever you want to call them.
Mm.
You've had the lowest grade embryo.
Mm-hmm.
So all this stuff is like quite nice, really.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The underdog.
The underdog.
Who doesn't love an underdog story?
Love an underdog story. Yeah. Little underdog embryo there.
I know. Bless. Left on the shelf.
Left on the shelf until the last minute.
Well, the thing is, like, now obviously I'm thinking, if I had done fully medicated in March, would that first embryo have worked? It's really annoying because
it's cost you a lot of money.
It's cost a lot of money I don't have.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. My credit card's not looking healthy. And obviously it's cost a lot in emotional heartache.
Yeah.
And, you know, time and investment and everything. And yeah, you just wonder, like, is that my fault for pushing for a natural attempt first and second time? I mean, I didn't push for it against advice. Do you know what I mean?
No, they were fully for it.
Yeah, they were. So, yeah. And there's just no way of ever knowing, which is really annoying. But it does feel like, add the drugs and it works.
What noise are you going to make for it working?
Ding!
Yeah, that's about right.
It's annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying, but you will never know. Like, you know, especially with, I think, isn't there a correlation between male factor infertility and kind of embryos with kind of dodgy genetic issues? Is that right? Does that mean making it up completely?
I mean, I think dodgy genetic materials can come from either side, realistically.
I'm using really good medical language.
Yeah. Well, great dodgy
terminology.
I guess if someone had high DNA fragmentation, then there would be more chance, but Mr. Gabby didn't last time we checked, mm-hmm. which was just before we made those embryos. Yeah, so yeah. Presumably, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Presumably, I don't know. Because all this stuff is still such a mystery to us.
I know. Still a mystery. Why is it still a mystery? I hope that's not too difficult for everyone to listen to. I know how it feels to hear pregnancy news.
It's hard. It's really hard. I still get it.
Mm.
There's a woman who lives around where I live who kind of took me by surprise by being pregnant.
Yeah.
I found it really difficult.
Yeah. That's always the worst when you weren't expecting it, yeah. I think.
It's a real shock. And you're like, congratulations. And, you know, I've got no reason not to be happy for her.
Of course.
It's great news. But I still got this little thing in my head that's like, if you have more children than me, you're a more successful human than me. I don't know, it's an insane sensation, but it's the same thing as being angry at Deliciously Ella for having her kid but around the same time as me. There's no rhyme or reason to it. There's no logic.
Of course
it's mental. But
there was an influencer the other day moaning about how she'd really wanted to have her three kids close together, and look at her now, what a nightmare she's having with her three under three or whatever the fuck it is. It's just just don't. So there we have it. I think that's hopefully not been too difficult for people.
Are you going to update on Instagram after your scan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might continue doing a few updates. It's hard because a lot of people are so invested.
Yeah.
And I know it's hurtful for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So you never really know where to land.
It's hard.
But I probably will do a few more updates with warning.
Yeah. Also, I feel like our community on Instagram, it's so full of knowledge.
Yeah.
Every time I've got a problem, the cat. When Nora the cat was sick, I put a thing on Instagram and three different vets contacted me. That's so great.
It's so useful.
It's so useful.
Wowzers.
Anytime I have an issue, I'm like,
yeah,
put it on Instagram.
The hive mind will know.
The hive mind will know, and they do.
They will know. Yeah,
everyone's been through this stuff. There is always somebody who's been through this stuff before. So we're, as everyone can probably tell, we're taking a bit of a break at the moment.
Yes.
And we will be back at some point,
yeah,
I think. Maybe in a different format. We're not sure yet.
Yeah.
We're kind of exploring stuff.
We do have a plan.
It's
a loose plan.
We just have to execute the plan.
Yeah.
But we will be back. And we just don't know when at the moment, because it's a bit of a time at the moment.
Yeah, things are a bit tricky, aren't they?
Yeah.
But we miss you all.
We do.
We miss our chats.
Horribly.
We hope everyone is getting on well.
Yeah.
And I really, really hope that everyone that was trying this time also got the result they wanted. So
yeah. And also we still love hearing from everyone.
Yes,
all the time. So keep messages coming.
I have been really shit at email, so I do apologize.
We read everything, we just don't always manage to reply, but we try really hard.
Yeah, but we will endeavor to get back to everyone.
Yeah.
And we send you all loads of love.
Yeah. So speak very soon, everyone.
Yes. Take care.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.